This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Paul Dales is senior U.S. economist at Capital Economics in London. Mr. Dales, good morning.
Good morning.
We would like to know why markets are not having conniption fits this morning, and so far they're not. Is it that you don't believe that tomorrow's the deadline for America to default?
Well, that's exactly right, and that's what the U.S. Treasury has been trying to emphasize itself. Tomorrow is the day that it runs up against its borrowing ceiling, but it still has around $30 billion of cash to spend. So if you think of it like this, if you're going down to the shopping mall, you've maxed out your credit card, but you've got $30 in your wallet, you're still able to buy something. So that $30 billion will probably last the Treasury maybe 1 or 2 weeks. So tomorrow, the 17th of October, is not the crunch day.
1 or 2 weeks, that gets us close to Halloween, which is a tense time of year, I guess.
That's right. I mean, that's when the real nightmare might begin, because on the 31st of October, the Treasury needs to pay $6 billion in interest on its debt. And on the 1st of November, $57 billion of payments are due on things like Social Security, Medicare, and income support. And there really is no chance whatsoever that the Treasury will be able to make that payment.
Paul Dales, senior U.S. economist, Capital Economics in London. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.